The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, July 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Last week's Supreme Court decision about President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan means repayments are set to return in October. And for a lot of Americans, their personal finances look a lot different than when payments were suspended 3 years ago.
I spoke with so many different borrowers who said that their original plan was, okay, I'll earmark this money, I'll put it in savings, I'll set it aside. And with inflation, with rising interest rates, all of these different things that were happening, they just saw it sort of disappear into their budgets.
WSJ personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter joins us after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
Millions of Americans holding federal student loans are back on the hook for monthly payments after President Biden's forgiveness plan was voted down by the Supreme Court. WSJ personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter joins us. So, Julia, just to be clear, forgiveness is off the table?
We've heard chatter from the administration saying they will do whatever it takes to enact forgiveness. But for now, this plan, the proposed plan that people had read about, is off the table completely.
All right. So what kind of timeline does the court's decision put in place for borrowers in terms of resuming payments?
So for those with outstanding federal student loans, they have until September for this pause to relieve them of payments, relieve them of interest. Interest starts accruing again in September, and then payments will be due starting in October.
Now, I want to ask you about how people should prepare their finances in a moment, but what's the first thing they should do today?
I spoke with Scott Buchanan. He's the executive director of the Student Loan Servicers Alliance, and he said people should review their accounts and look at their payment history. See what you were paying in 2019 and assume for the time being that you will be making that same payment. You know, he also recommended logging into your account, making sure you have your password, making sure you remember how to navigate the interface, all these little things that this three-year pause has sort of given people a reprieve from. Now is the time to get familiar again.
The suspension of student loan payments at the start of the pandemic in 2020, it really came as a relief for a lot of Americans. But we're in a very different economy now. How should people map out adding these payments back into their budgets?
I spoke with so many different borrowers who said that their original plan was, okay, I'll earmark this money, I'll put it in savings, I'll set it aside. And with inflation, with rising interest rates, all of these different things that were happening, they just saw it sort of disappear into their budgets. So when I've spoken with financial advisors about this, they recommend you take fine-tooth comb to your budget. So look at where you can cut, where you can reevaluate your priorities, where you can reassess and see how you can reabsorb this payment into your usual cash flow.
How can people work out what their monthly payments will be when the payments resume?
So this is where Scott Buchanan recommends looking at your payment history. So if you're looking now and you say, what was I paying in 2019? Has anything with my financial life changed? You can assume you're making that payment again. If you are hoping to move to a different payment plan or your income situation has changed, you can use the simulator tool that's on studentaid.gov. That allows you to sort of look at these other payment plans and see how they would affect your monthly payments.
But a lot of people are in a tough spot financially now. What if they can't make these payments? What options do they have?
So forbearance is still an option. I spoke with Heather Jarvis. She's a student loan expert, a lawyer who educates people on student loans. And while she says that forbearance isn't her favorite option, it is an option. And essentially, forbearance allows you to completely pause your student loan payments, a little like what we've experienced over the last 3 years. But when you're in forbearance, interest is still accruing.
And how would people's credit rating be affected?
So if your interest is still accruing at that time and you're in forbearance, your credit score could take a hit.
So the student loans now are like any other payment obligation you have, and it could hurt your credit rating going forward if you're unable to make a payment.
A good rule of thumb with your credit score is that the best way to keep it stable or to elevate it or not to ding it is to make your debt obligations.
Now, from the lender's perspective, they've had all these accounts dormant for 3 years. Does everything just get turned on with a switch?
So, I mean, that's an interesting question because when I've spoken with servicers about this, this is something they're afraid of. They've never done this before. They've never had so many payments go on pause and then so many come back on. They're expecting clogged phone lines. They're expecting technical issues. So if you have any questions about your student loan, it's best to try and get in touch with your servicer now rather than wait for the day ahead when everyone's going to be trying to get in touch.
Yeah, there'll be a lot more questions than answers coming with this, and people will want to contact their lender. What should they be prepared for in terms of just the process of getting in touch with the lender?
The process of getting in touch with your lender is going to mean a long wait time likely, but the best thing to do is to try and get them on the phone. When I've spoken with servicers about this, they have said trying to send an email or trying to just, you know, wait and see what's going to happen is going to be trickier. They are still waiting on guidance from the Department of Education. So your servicer isn't going to be able to answer all of your questions right now. They're waiting for guidance just like everybody else.
All right, so a lot of things here could slow down the process. What would that mean for late fees?
I know late fees are something a lot of people probably haven't thought about for the last 3 years during this pause on interest and in payments. But this is another time when it would be, again, good to get in touch with your servicer. Talk to them about when late fees will accrue, when you'll be penalized. Right now, a lot of places are saying you can start making payments now. You can start resuming payments in September, but it won't happen until October that you'll be dinged for missing a payment.
So is there room here for the borrower to work out a different kind of a payment plan with the lender?
Absolutely. I think talking to your lender, also, again, relying on that simulator tool that's on studentaid.gov, these are two paths for someone to sort of assess, am I in the best payment plan for me? Is this behooving me to stay in my existing payment plan, or will I benefit from moving to a new one? Now, a lot of these other payment plans have certain criteria, certain qualifications that if you don't meet them, you won't be able to take advantage of them. That's where talking to your servicer and reviewing these materials is going to help you decide what's best for you. And there are payment plans that provide paths to forgiveness. That's another thing you can ask your lender about.
Oh, so on an individual basis, forgiveness is a possibility.
Yes, there are two plans I'm thinking of particularly, the revised pay-as-you-earn plan and the public service loan forgiveness program.
Yeah, let's talk about those two programs. The pay-as-you-earn plan, what is that? And is that still on the table?
So the Biden administration announced this plan earlier this year. It's still on the table. It has not yet been enacted. It's still going through the approval process. But the reason so many borrowers are excited about this plan is it provides a path to forgiveness. So the revised pay-as-you-earn plan is a revamped income-driven repayment plan, and it allows borrowers to pay as little as 5% of their discretionary income toward their undergraduate loans. Now, where forgiveness comes in is that the plan promises to eliminate remaining debt after 10 years of payments, and that's for borrowers with balances less than $12,000.
And how about the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program? What can you tell us about that?
This is a pre-existing program that speeds up the forgiveness process for people in public service jobs in industries like healthcare, teaching, public interest law. And previously, the program has required people to make 120 on-time payments in order to qualify. And they qualify if they have a specific type of federal loan called a direct loan. The new changes that President Biden is proposing to this plan will allow partial or late payments to count, and it will allow people with consolidated loans as well as direct loans to qualify for the program.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. And that's your Money Briefing. We'll be off on Tuesday for July 4th, but we'll be back on Wednesday. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.